Happy Friday, pandemic people. This is the start to the weekend. Welcome in. Voice guy saying Pinder and Steinberg. None of those people are here today. It's Peter Klein with you, Logan Gordon, and Peter Labardius along for the next 3 hours chatting whatever we want to talk about, really. A bit of news from the NHL. We'll get to that. We have Sam Cosentino coming up in about 20 minutes. Also, we'll hear from Glenn Godden. And the general manager of the Calgary Flames, Brad Treliving, just spoke with the media not too long ago. So we'll be hearing that conversation before 5 o'clock. I'm Peter Klein in my wonderful studio here in Mission, sitting right beside a cat litter box. Logan, where do we find you today?
Yeah, I'm in the Gordon basement in the south of Calgary. I don't have a cat litter box, but I have a couple dogs around me. If that counts,
that's better. I would say you're ahead on this one. And Mr. Yeah. Labardius, after a day's absence, where I would imagine you wish you could have got to be here. How are you feeling today?
I don't recommend root canals. It was not a fun experience. It sure as heck wasn't fun after the freezing wore off about 5:30 yesterday, Toronto time. Like the old Captain Obvious commercial, my all-time favorite, the first one, I don't need it right now. I didn't need it yesterday. I don't need it today. Now, the fact that I can self-admittedly tell you I've probably put on a few during the course of the last couple of months, I'm not really in a hurry to eat right now. Mm-hmm. Because not only did I get a root canal, and we'll, you know, get to sports and things people actually care about, we're just going to talk. I also had a tooth fully removed.
Oh.
And that is much, the root canal at this point is almost second nature to the new large hole in my mouth that I have. Now, people out there that wish that maybe there might have been a way yesterday for somebody to close this mouth on a permanent basis.
Oh, no.
There's days I wish my mouth had been closed on a permanent basis, but anyway, long story short, as I'm good at long stories, happy to be with you guys today and looking forward to the next few hours.
Yeah, well, we're happy to have you, and hopefully this is a little bit better than getting teeth pulled. That's my goal for today.
Oh, there's absolutely no question. There are very few things in my world that aren't better than what occurred yesterday.
I'm curious, Peter, was the dentist experience a little different in quarantine times?
Yes. One of the reasons I don't like it very much is I don't go often enough on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. And my anxiety, I wouldn't say I have massive anxiety on a lot of things, but being in a dentist chair would be one of them. No, I didn't find it much different. I mean, your level of dislike or the H word can only go so far. So whether it's quarantine, non-quarantine, I despise it. I despise it. I'm very thankful for the people that do it. And I've had some great dentists along the way in my 50 plus years of existence. But, I've almost been willing to do just about everything to avoid going to one.
See, I don't recommend. Right. Yeah, definitely go to the dentist. I'm one of like three people on the planet who actually I actually don't mind going to the dentist. I have like positive memories from there because growing up, my parents wouldn't let me watch The Simpsons, and my dentist always had The Simpsons on. So when I was a kid, that was one of my few chances to go and watch The Simpsons. So for parents out there, just like find something that you don't want your kids to do and then let the dentist do that. And all of a sudden, you got positive memories from the dentist's office.
Well, and see, it's weird. I don't have a negative experience that I can ever say. Like, I've never had any major dental work or anything like that. But I definitely can relate to Lou saying about the anxiety and kind of the butterflies in the stomach and stuff. Every time there's just something about it. And I've never had a bad experience, and I've never had a root canal. I've never wanted to have a root canal. But I can't say that I don't get a little anxious before I go.
Yeah, drilling into your head.
And the sound is just awful. Things that I never thought I would learn about Peter Klein. The Simpsons being a reason that he finds a dentist chair okay. Now this is what I like about what the next 3 hours is going to be. My opportunity to further get to know both of you, and hopefully we'll have a few minutes because I'm interested in asking both of you a few questions if I can have that particular time. But see, I've already learned and we've barely begun.
Right. See, and yeah, well, we're going to learn a lot coming up at about 4 o'clock. We have a segment where Lou is going to ask us. Working title is "Wouldn't Lou Like to Know?" Where we're going to work on that and see if we can come up with anything a little bit better. But I was pretty proud when I thought of that one.
That's not bad, PK.
Yeah, thank you. That's what I go for, is not bad. So we do have a bit of hockey to discuss. You guys weren't on the show yesterday as we found out that it was going to be proposed, at least to the players, that the NHL, if they are allowed to return, would do so in a 24-team format. There would be a series of play-in games, a best-of-five series, with the top four teams in each conference facing each other in a round-robin to see how those seedings would stack out. So I guess before we get too much into the specifics, Logo, we'll start with you. What do you make of this proposed format that the players are voting on as we speak?
I had some mixed feelings about it, and my feelings have changed over the weeks about this as we've gotten longer and longer and almost into, you know, late spring, early summer here. And the possibility of coming back and playing hockey to me in any form seemed distant for the last few weeks. And so to, you know, actually hear about something that was going forward to the players was exciting for me because I do miss sports and I'd like to see it back in some form. Part of me sits there and thinks, man, 24 teams is an awful lot. And, you know, you got a long way to go there if you're looking at a Stanley Cup victory a few weeks out from that. I can't say I hate the proposal. I certainly don't disagree with it. I can understand why teams would make a case to say, you know, look, there was 9 or 10 games left in the regular season. We deserve a chance to be in it ourselves. And so I think that this is probably the fairest way about going over it. And to be honest, I think the idea of a play-in game or play-in series of a shorter series of five kind of appeases those teams and still allows them to, I think, potentially have a stake in what could be a draft lottery, however that works out. So I think you're trying to make as many people happy as you can in this, and this probably achieves that.
Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I don't think we have like a perfect scenario with any of this, but as we've discussed, nothing is going to be perfect with this whole situation. And like Logan said, like, is it awesome that the Oilers may have to face Taves and Kane in the first round? If you're an Oilers fan, probably not. And from a Penguins perspective, I also wouldn't want to face Carey Price in the first round of a play-in series. But I do kind of feel like this is kind of in the middle of the most fair scenarios.
Yeah, I would agree. When I take a look at it, I like the fact that, you know, if you're going to give the four division leaders a bye, that at least they'll get to play games. So it's not like somebody has an unfair advantage. The teams who have a bye will get to play some games and potentially even reseed, depending on the scenario. I don't mind that at all. Have absolutely no issue, guys, with 24. I am okay with coming back if you're a Calgary, who under the current format look like they would play Winnipeg in a best of five. I said twice this week, and I'll repeat it for a third time, I'm not going to be overly critical because I think first and foremost, The job in many ways right now in our world of sports is about two things: getting back to some normalcy and providing some hope and some entertainment. So maybe that's three things. So I'm not going to be overly judgmental. If I had one minor flaw might be, would I reseed depending on how the play-in round went? That would be, and that's as minor could be. So if the number 12 team wins, that means that they would end up playing the number 4 seed rather than the number 1 seed. So I might do that, but that's, I'm really being picky, and the last thing I'm going to be right now is picky.
Yeah, no, and it's tricky to do with the reseeding, but you're right. Like, the way it's set up right now, and we'll talk about the Flames' path here in a second, but the way it's set up right now, if the Flames win against the Jets, they would face whoever the number one seed is. And it would seem a touch unfair if, say, again, just using the example, if Chicago comes in and beats the Oilers in five, that the Flames still have to face the top dog, with Chicago having a bit of an easier path, I suppose. Yeah, no, it's, again, it's a tricky thing to work everything out, right?
Yeah, it most certainly is. And here's one word I'd like completely eliminated from the dictionary: fair. You can take fair and deposit it somewhere where no one can find it. Because what on earth is fair? And the definition to each and every individual can be completely different. So, you know, whether the word is equal or, again, I'm not dismissing what is and what isn't, but the fact of the matter is somebody's going to find something that they don't like regardless. What I'm looking forward to, guys, is, and I asked Chris Johnston, you remember, Pete, a couple of days ago, and I've thought about it a lot in the last couple of days ever since, is, okay, it's one thing to have a plan. The next step is your ability to execute the plan. So, you know, I'm excited too today. It seems to give you a little bit more to grab onto, but let's, as even Brad Treleving, and we'll hear from him, I just listened to his conference call before we started this afternoon. Let's understand, we got a lot of steps to take before any puck gets dropped in any hub city anywhere.
So just, we get to, this isn't something we've done in a few months. Logo, from a hockey perspective, it would be Flames Jets under this scenario. How would you see that playing out? I know it's been a couple months since we've seen either team play. It seems like years and years ago. But stacking up a Flames-Jets first round, how do you feel the Flames' chances are in that?
In a best of five, as far as teams go, that you would give the Flames a pretty good run for their money in a fair, or, I mean, not fair, but maybe even series. I can't think of a team like the Jets that wouldn't be a better, you know, matchup for the Flames, like that, in the sense that both teams I find pretty equal, both of them with lots of offensive firepower. I really like Connor Hellebuck and what he's been able to do in that Jets goal. I mean, we forget almost everything from the season storylines, but you talk about, you know, how the Jets defense was molded overnight in the off season for them to be in the position they were. You know, they've been Stanley Cup contenders the last few years. I certainly don't think it would be an easy matchup for the Flames, but I think it would certainly be a pretty fair matchup, both sides considered, and it'd be probably one of the series I could see going five for sure.
Yeah, that would be a tough test. Lou, how do you stack up those two teams?
Yeah, I think it'll be an incredibly tough test. I think it's all going to be an incredibly tough test. Like Mr. Gordon, and I'm sure Mr. Klein, you don't disagree. You know, if Connor Hellebuck comes back at the same kind of level, but that's where I stop. We don't know what kind of level anybody's going to come back at. In its own way, that's the exciting part for me. is the fact that you just don't know. And a lot of who's going to do well when it boils down to it, like some people would go, and I get this part of it too. Well, it's not going to be really fair to assess this way because it's not normal. And I'll give you that. But on the other hand, for trying to assess people, when you think about the work that they've had to do, not knowing what's coming next, what's going to have to get done to put yourself in the proper place and the mindset, and then you've got to execute as a team and be successful, this might be one of the greatest, most interesting, fascinating postseasons in our lifetime because of all those things. And let's even take it one step farther. And I've thought about this too. So look at last spring. Look at last spring. 1 versus 8. 4 days. 4 days to get ready. It's like nothing that happened for 7 months mattered, did it? Not for basically almost 1 minute. So in its own way, this is going to be a lot like that too. Because let's face it, we don't know what's going to happen. Once the playoffs start, you wipe out everything that's happened beforehand, and all you have to do is look back at the Flames and the Avalanche. Because going into last year, and I would have been one of those people in part that would have said, well, of all the teams you could potentially sign up for, the Flames had beat them 3 in a row. They'd had some pretty good annual success against the Avalanche for, you know, 2-3 years going back. Did it matter one hill of beans when that series started, or certainly when it finished?
Yeah.
Not one bit. So nope. This is going to be somewhat like that, different. You arrived at it in different ways. But I will say this. It is going to take a lot of athletes, a lot of different mental type of preparation to sell themselves on the idea of we're going back to complete something that has been taken away since March, and now we got to go from zero to defend it, determining a champion. Cannot wait, if it happens, to see who's ready to jump into those pools and start swimming.
Yeah, it's if they're able to come back, it is going to be, again, we're never going to forget this. For a number of different reasons,
no.
This whole scenario, we're never going to forget. But that's going to be a postseason that we remember forever and ever.